Written by Barbara Cartland. Narrated by Anthony Wren. Chapter 1, 1832. Lady Sybil gave a shrill scream. "What do you mean by goodbye?" she cried. As she spoke, she sat up in bed. She was naked, except for a necklace of emeralds that matched the green of her eyes. The Duke could see her reflection quite clearly in the mirror over the marble mantelpiece where he was tying his stock. Without turning round, he said, "Somerset is dying, and I want to be master of the horse." "That need not affect us," Lady Sybil protested. The Duke stared at her. He was an extremely handsome man. He was fully dressed except for his jacket, and no man could have looked more distinguished and at the same time so attractive. "It's no use, Sybil," he said quietly. "You know that Queen Adelaide has set her heart on having a high standard of morality at court after the excesses of the last reign." Lady Sybil Mersham knew this quite well. She then said in a plaintive tone that men always found irresistible, "How can I ever lose you? How can I give you up, Rory?" The Duke picked up his jacket that he had thrown down on a chair. "I am very grateful, Sybil, for all the happiness we have had together," he said. "At the same time, you are, by your family tradition, a lady of the bedchamber, and at the slightest suspicion of a scandal, the Queen would dispose with your services." Lady Sybil did not speak. She knew even better than he did how persistent Queen Adelaide was that there should be no scandal about anyone in attendance on her. "I know it's hard for us both," the Duke went on, "but equally even the King himself has had to give up Mrs. Jordan." "You can hardly compare me," Lady Sybil retorted forcefully, "with an actress." "I am not comparing you," the Duke protested. "I'm merely saying that King William had to give her up. After all, she has presented him with 10 children. "That is a very different matter," Lady Sybil said. "But how can I bear to go through life without you? I love you, Rory. I love you. It will be agony to be without you." The Duke had heard all this before. He had known only too well that there would be tears and endless recriminations. At the same time, he was determined to be master of the horse, a position that he had craved for some years. He was quite certain that there was no one who could fill it better than he. He glanced at the windows, thinking that he should be leaving. It was now late in the afternoon. Although there was no likelihood of Lord Mersham returning from the racecourse until much later, it would be a mistake at this juncture to take any chances. He pulled the lapels of his jacket into position and said, "You are very beautiful, Sybil, and I shall always remember you as you are now."
"We have to see each other. We just have to," Lady Sybil protested. She held out both her arms and raised her lips in a way that the Duke was very familiar with. He was, however, well aware that if he kissed her as she intended him to, she would pull him down on top of her. It would then be difficult for him to escape. With a grace that was unusual in an Englishman, he took hold of both of her hands in his and kissed them one after another. "Thank you again, Sybil," he said softly, and went towards the door.
"Wait, Rory, wait," Lady Sybil called out. "There is something I must say to you." She realized, however, that the Duke had gone, and she was talking to a closed door. Petulantly, she then threw herself down against the pillows. How could she ever have guessed, she wondered, or imagined, that the Duke would say goodbye in such an unexpected manner? She was well aware that it was a feather in her cap that he had been attentive for so long. His Grace, the Duke of Laverdale, was not only one of the most handsome men, but also one of the most sought after in the whole of London society. The Dukedom of Laverdale was in one of...